Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
To nine this Thursday morning. Good morning, Gary Mulligan.
Hi.
Are you okay today?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being poorly, mediocre and sick, and actually want to vomit into your own cornflakes, 10 being top of the world, ma, I want to go dancing with a unicorn. Where are you?
10.
Oh, that's very good. Why?
Because I'm on the radio.
Yeah, well, that's a good start. Mm-hmm. What class are you heading into today?
Fourth class,
because you're 10, is that right?
Yeah.
When are you going to be 11?
January.
When were you 9?
January.
And now, when are you going to be 10?
January.
Every January, same thing happens. You hit another birthday, is that it?
Yeah.
What date in January?
26th.
26th of January. Do you know what star sign you are?
Sorry?
Do you know what star sign you are?
No.
No, neither do I. And I'm not really into that sort of thing, but you probably are. Horoscopes. This scared the bejeepers out of you. Any brothers?
Yeah.
Name?
Connor Mulligan.
Age?
13.
Irritation levels between 1 and 100? 0 or 100 or 50?
0.
Oh, that's good. You're a Capricorn, by the way, in case anyone asks. Now, what's the story with pets and dogs and cats and animals?
I have one dog.
And his name is?
Scrappy.
What class of dog is he?
Jack Russell.
A narc Russell. Of course he is. Now, Jack Russells, you know, are very narky dogs. They're gorgeous and all that, but they tend to be cranky. Is yours cranky?
He's not cranky, but he's very hyper.
When does he get hyper?
Whenever someone goes near him. But
you
won't bite or anything.
No, that's fair enough. But hyper is different. That's just jumping up and down and getting all excited.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like to do when you're hanging out, when you're not at school?
Play my PlayStation, play with my brother, and help my dad on the farm.
And what do you do with your dad on the farm?
Herd cattle.
You herd the cattle yourself?
No, I go with him. Really anything that he needs help on.
Oh, you're such a good guy to have around the farm. So when you're herding cattle, does your dad use you like Babe, the movie Pig? Does he send you around and whistle at you to get the sheep?
No.
You're like a sheepdog, but just a boy sheepdog. Are you like that? Do you run around and kind of like pretending and like barking and that sort of thing? Is that what you do at the sheep?
No.
So how do you herd them? Or the cows?
Like, you just walk up to make sure they're all right and everything.
Do you say something like, go on? Is that the kind of thing you say to them? Do you talk to them and say,
excuse me? Yeah, you count them to make sure all of them are out.
Well, how many do you have?
Well, there's a few different fields. I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. You truly are a farmer's son. Gary, let's see how you're doing here on the stuff front. Gary Mulligan, age 10. Best farmer's helper in the world ever. All right, Gary, give me some letters there, please.
A.
What A is the mode of transport that flies in the sky?
Sorry?
What A is the mode of transport that flies in the sky?
Aeroplane.
Another one, please.
F.
F for fool or S for silly?
F for food.
Good. What F is the chocolatey bit in a 99 ice cream cone?
Flake.
And another one, please.
B.
What B is another word for a rasher?
Bacon.
Slice of bacon. Lovely hurling. And your fourth letter, please.
E.
What E is the joint halfway up your arm so that you can...
Elbow.
Oh, you didn't even... Shit, you're good. Gary, one more. And you're this close to a lunchbox once you don't fail the drug test. Go.
G.
Did you say G?
Yeah.
What G is a county in Ireland?
Galway.
Got you. That's great, Gary. G is for Gary. Superstar, knower of stuff, and now our current champion. You've just won yourself an orange lunchbox. Congratulations.
Can I ask 3 questions, please?
3? Okay, well, let's start at the beginning, shall we? Question 1, go.
Can you sign the lunchbox?
Yes, I can.
Can my school have no homework?
The whole school?
Yeah.
Great, okay, well, I have before me here a no homework certificate, but I will ask you now, your teacher's name is what?
Mr. Foran.
Is he a pleasant Mr. Foran, or is he a pain in the neck?
He's grand. Nice.
He's grand. Yes, we'll take that. And you're Gary Mulligan. Okay, I'm just filling in your no homework cert here. And you want the whole school to have no homework. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's fair enough, given the time of year. Nobody should be doing homework at this time of year. Do you hear me, primary school teachers? Do you hear me, primary school children? No one should be doing homework this late into June. No one. But anyway, I'll give you that, Gary. That's going to be in the post. Did you have a third question for me?
Yeah. How do you tell the teacher so quickly, can we have no homework?
How do I tell them?
Yeah, how do you tell them so quickly?
Well, first of all, I hope that they can hear me saying it on the radio and they come into school going, on japers. Secondly, if that doesn't happen, then I sign out a homework certificate and I make sure it gets in the post really quickly. And thirdly, if that doesn't work, I'll call it down to the school myself, barge into the staff room, find the teacher relevant to the person I was talking to and demand that they get no homework.
Well, my best friend's teacher, my best friend's mum is a teacher, so she's listening.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So if she's listening, she needs to take note and maybe consider giving your best friend no homework as well.
No, he's in my class as well.
Oh, I see. So, okay. Well, that's handy enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good, okay. What do you want to be when you're going to grow up, Gary?
My best friend, Michael, is his name. But I don't know yet.
You haven't decided. Would you want to be like a
lawyer, maybe.
A lawyer, yeah. I think you'd be good at that. You've got confidence and you're full of the chat and you're well able for it. So yeah, consider that. Okay, good. I might need your services in about 10 to 15 years' time. I'll give you a call.
Anyway, thanks very much.
Have a great day, Gary.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.